And the debate over guns is again in full swing after the Orlando massacre. President Obama's called for tighter gun laws, including reinstating an expired ban on assault weapons. The National Rifle Association says new restrictions would not have prevented the attack. Well, Here Now's Peter O'Dowd took this up when he visited a gun shop near Orlando and spoke to its owner.
Mark Villafane shared his thoughts about the Orlando attack on Facebook, like so many people do after a tragedy.
What happened with this mass shooting here in my hometown town of Orlando is a tragedy, but it has nothing to do with guns as much as 9/11 had nothing to do with planes.
Villafane is the owner of the Guns and Ammo Training Academy outside of Orlando. He's reading to me from his phone inside an empty classroom. It's where this devout Christian teaches a course that you have to take if you want to legally carry a concealed weapon in Florida.
I carry my firearm not to protect myself, but to protect the sheep around me. I train so if I have to kill the wolves, I don't hurt any sheep. Let us pray, unite, and prepare to defend.
What kind of reaction did you get there?
A lot of confusion. How you can go to church 2 times a week, but also be prepared to defend yourself.
I want to ask you, you mentioned the 9/11 terrorists who had planes. That's quite a different story than a gun, which a lot of people would say is much, much easier to get than an airplane.
Well, it is much easier to get, but it's still an object.
In the debate over guns, this argument comes up a lot. Don't blame the weapon, blame the person who pulled the trigger. And certainly, don't blame the law-abiding gun owner. But in this case, Villafane says it should never have been legal for the Orlando shooter to buy the rifle and semi-automatic handgun that killed 49 people.
How did this guy that was on the FBI watch list get access to buy a gun? I think if you can't fly in a plane because of a watch list, you shouldn't be able to buy a gun.
Now, this gun instructor who believes strongly in the Second Amendment is actually in line with President Obama and Hillary Clinton on this issue. And Donald Trump said today that he'd talk to the NRA about blocking suspected terrorists from buying guns, an effort that has failed so far in Congress. The Orlando shooter had been taken off the watch list by the time he passed a background check and legally bought his guns. Still, gun critics say it should be harder in general to get a weapon. So I asked Villafane to show me how background checks work in Florida. He rustles through a pile of paperwork and finds an application from a customer.
They bought a handgun, so you type in their name,
date of birth, and gender.
So you put all that in. We just press submit.
And about 5 minutes later,
completed. So she got A for an approval. So she's good to go.
Now, in that time, the state ran through databases looking for red flags like past felonies, active warrants, and evidence of being involuntarily committed to a hospital by a judge. But that leaves a lot of people off the list, and sometimes Villafane does his own investigating.
I do little tricks when someone's buying a gun. I'll lean into you really close, not that I want to invade your space, but to smell alcohol, asking how your wife or your spouse is. If you tell me, I hate that guy, I hope, that shows an issue.
In your opinion, where does this system fall short? What needs to be improved about it?
I would say let us know what's going on with mental health. I mean, are you getting prescribed drugs from 8 different doctors? There's a lot of stuff like that, Mental health is a big issue in this country.
But this does not mean he wants the laws to change significantly after the Orlando shooting, because he says the world is a dangerous place.
Probably half of the concealed weapon people that coming for the concealed weapon course, neighbor broke into, the wife was accosted or something happens to that effect. So I see it every day.
So you don't feel like if someone in your family had been in that nightclub that your opinion might change?
I have 20-year-old twin daughters. It wouldn't have made me change at all. I would be angry that they didn't have a firearm to protect themselves because everybody in there that was actually a law-abiding citizen didn't have a firearm. It was a playground for the evil.
And if there's any doubt this is water cooler conversation in Orlando, consider this. As soon as I walk out of Villafane's shop, I run into Will Gonzalez and a co-worker unloading refrigerators from the back of a truck.
Vamos a bajar esta aquí. Entonces bajamos la otra.
Gonzalez stops me to say hello and says they were just talking about gun laws. They were both shocked to learn the Orlando shooter made more than one trip to the shop where he bought his weapons.
The reality of it is, something should flag that some guy that goes out and buys an NAR the first day, the second day he goes out and buys how many rounds, something, that line of event should tell you, it should flag you.
And since it was that easy for the killer,
now it's put me on alert that I now need a gun, because if I'm going to go out there, I'm going to be protected.
Gonzalez says his application to carry a handgun has already been submitted. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd in Orlando.